This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is, I think, an apt time for the following reminder. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is not the economy, and the economy is not the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The Dow is, however, a not-too-terrible indicator of some of the things that are happening in the economy, some of the ways it's changing. Case in point, the news this morning that come close of business on March 18th, Apple will be in as one of the 30 blue chips in the Dow, and AT&T will be out. Do not run off to call your broker. This isn't going to be a big deal equities-wise, but as I said, it is a sign of a sea change in the American economy. Stan Alcorn explains how we got here.
In this era of big data and automated trading, the 30 companies that make up the Dow are picked by five human beings, led by Dow Jones Index Committee Chairman David Blitzer.
We sit down in a room for about an hour and a half around a conference table, a little coffee, no cookies.
The process isn't exactly scientific, but they do try to keep the index representative of American industry. A little tech, a little manufacturing, a little oil and gas. But because the Dow is really just an average of 30 stock prices, one company's share price can throw the whole thing out of whack. In this case, Visa did a four-way split, which dramatically reduced its share price. And because Visa is considered a tech company, the Dow needed to add more tech.
Apple is everybody's obvious choice. Nobody even thought about arguing against Apple.
It's a sign of the times.
Jim Angel is a professor of finance at Georgetown University.
It basically shows the rise of Apple and the iCompany, as I call it. And this also shows that the new AT&T is not nearly as dominant as the old AT&T was.
And the Dow already has Verizon. Apple, on the other hand?
I would say Apple is sort of in a class by itself.
Roger Kay is president of Endpoint Technologies Associates. He says Apple stands out not just as the world's largest company, but as a tech company with a track record of selling tangible products.
So why not Google, you know? But then you could sort of start adding, I suppose, almost anybody, Facebook and Twitter. I mean, I think a company has to prove that it's going to be around for a while.
Microsoft and Intel both cleared that bar. But, note to Tim Cook, after becoming part of the Dow, their performance was weak for years. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.
Stand by the way, for that watch coming Monday, probably from Apple.